Blog Talk Radio.
I know you like that. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another live here on Gameplay. I'm back, you guys. You guys don't know what kind of crazy day it has been, but it is Wednesday. I did not forget about you guys. I'm back here. Another episode of Gameplay. For those of you who don't know, we are live here every Wednesday night throughout football season. NFL, that is, at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. I just want to thank everybody, obviously, that's tuning in. Your support means everything to me. I am here for you guys, the people. So very happy to be here another week. Blessed to make it through. I want to also thank the network, the boys down at Sports K, for putting on this production. Of course, without them, I would not be here. But man, oh man, what a week of football coming up do we have. So much to get into, so little time, but I'm really excited for this week 7, which is 1 week closer to the halfway point, which also, if you are a seasoned listener of my show, you know that week 8 is also fantasy crazy week, so I'm super excited about that. So we got a lot going on. So just to let you guys know, I have a religious, and when I say religious, I don't mean religious as in Bible. I have a religious family fantasy league that we do every year without fail, and it's always full every year, and it's always trying to get new members in, but the old members don't want to leave, so we can't get no new members in. But we do it every year. It's crazy. It's not for the faint-hearted. I mean, if you guys know me, you can imagine my family is like 75 times worse. So if you think I'm bad, you have no idea what you're about to get into. But I'm going to host an all-fantasy week. It's going to be great with some of the heavy hitters from the league. So you're definitely going to want to tune in next week, especially if you want to get a taste of what I have to go through on a daily basis, because any given day, you guys, I'm not even playing. Like, when I tell you guys this, I'm not even exaggerating, not even a little bit. Anywhere from 100 to 150 messages are exchanged in this chat on a daily basis. On a daily basis, not weekly. Daily basis. So you can only imagine the trash talk that's happening in this league. But I'm bringing some of the boys on for the show next week. We're going to talk all things fantasy. We're going to talk trades. We're going to talk playoff standings. We're going to talk ridiculousness. It's going to be a good time. And you guys will get to meet some of my family members. It's going to be awesome. So you guys definitely don't want to miss next week. It might be a little bit longer show. I know some of you guys appreciate my quick in and out. 30 minutes is how I do it. But next week is going to be a little bit longer. We're going to have 5 guests on, so it's going to take a little bit more time. So I just want you guys all to know, please tune in next week. If you don't listen at all, this is going to be the week to listen. It's going to be super exciting. So definitely want to tune in next week, all fantasy week. It's going to be crazy. Moving on. You guys, I have been a little sick. I'm recovering. But bear with me here as, you know, I get through this, okay? So you guys know I love my listeners, obviously. But if you're feeling it, if you have a great point, if you want to argue a little, you don't like my point, you think that I'm crazy, please don't hesitate to call in on my line. I give it to you guys every week. I have callers every week. And, you know, you're not always going to agree with what I got to say, but that is the call in. So the call in number is 917-889-7828. If I said that too fast, it's 917-889-7828. So if you want to call in, you got something to say, or you don't like what I'm saying, call in and let me know about it. I'd love to hear from you guys. So moving on, let's just jump right into it. Of course, of course, of course, you want to get into the news so I can get you guys out of here. But biggest news in the league right now, of course, is Ezekiel Elliott yet again on the news break. So he was suspended. He's not. He was suspended. He's not. He's suspended again, and now he's not. Zeke is back. So this is great for all you fantasy players out there. You're going to get your numbers this week, especially against San Francisco. Definitely don't sit your boy, but he's back. We don't know for how long. Next week he could be suspended again, or he could not. We never know what's going on in Dallas. Dallas makes their own rules. But Zeke is back. Don't fret, you guys. He's going to be on the grass. Dallas stock just went back up. Not that they were going to lose to San Francisco this week. I mean, I don't know anybody who's taking San Francisco over Dallas. But if they're going to win this week, they do have that extra push with Zeke. Hopefully we can see Dallas move up a little bit because their division is looking like the most competition in the NFC right now. With three top teams, it's going to be hard to get a wild card spot in the NFC East. So it's a little bit crazy, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to go right into standings real quick, just temporarily. So here we are, top five teams right now sitting in the league total. Kansas City is sitting at number one at 5-1. Philadelphia sitting at number two at 5-1. New England sitting at number three at 4-2. And Pittsburgh sitting at number four at 4-2, and Panthers sitting at 4-2 as well. So, and they are sitting at number five. So these are the top five teams in the league right now. I mean, you may not see by power rankings, but these are power rankings and records. The Panthers dropped down a little bit. They got some injuries that might derail them quite a bit, but Pittsburgh beating Kansas City gave them a jump. I mean, they're still 4-2, even though they look pitiful, even though they had that horrible loss. They're still sitting at 4-2, so they're still looking good. They're still top. Looks like the AFC is dominating this year, although, you know, the NFC does have a good team. All the teams are in the same division. So when it all boils down to it, one of those teams is probably not going to make it. So I see Philly going through, and I see Dallas and Washington fighting for that wild card spot. But we'll see what happens, you know, because there's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of things that could change. But let's talk about the NFC real quick. So now Rodgers is out, so the NFC is looking a little bit more clear. Everybody's not so scared about Green Bay anymore. Now, don't get me wrong. Green Bay is not going to trash the entire season. Well, at least they're going to try not to. It could be possible that, I mean, potentially if they, by some grace or some amazing miracle, they made it to the championship game or possibly the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers could be back. But, I mean, in all actuality, he wouldn't even be healthy. He'd be coming off an injury. And would it be even smart to put him in if they end up getting to the Super Bowl? I don't know if it's a good idea. I'm not sure how it would be. It kind of reminds me of the Dallas situation. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. Romo is no Aaron Rodgers. So, obviously, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, you want to bring him back in. But he's got to be 100% healthy because it's not worth it to put him back in to re-injure him and then have him out for the whole next season. So they've got to be smart about this. But in all actuality, let's be real, people, Green Bay ain't going nowhere. But if they were to go somewhere, this would be the case. So we really have to see what they're going to do. But the NFC right now, they're battling out. But things are looking a lot easier now that Green Bay might potentially be out. Obviously, the Giants are potentially out. Because although the Giants are 1-5, you guys, I get it. Everybody wants to count the Giants out. But the Giants are a second half of the season team. And anybody who watches football knows this. So, I mean, if they don't lose another game, they could put, I mean, could you imagine the NFC East? I mean, like, it's going to be crazy. All the teams are going to be good if they don't lose another game. And you know how the Giants play when they get to playoff time. They turn into basically the Patriots. They're elite. They're hard to be beaten. And, you know, although they are missing some weapons, which is why I don't think they're going to make it this year. I mean, without OBJ, they, you know, their chances are very slim. I know they beat Denver last week, which was a shock to everybody. Nobody thought they were going to beat Denver. I think that anybody who bet on the Giants last week made like $1 million because, I mean, I could probably guarantee that because nobody bet on the Giants except for a Giants fan. So if my uncle is listening, which he usually is, congratulations on win number one for the Giants. So good luck with that. I hope that's not the only win you get, but maybe you should start betting on the Giants and maybe they might surprise you. It seems like when you bet on them, then, you know, that's when they want to win. So we'll see what happens in the NFC, but, you know, let's talk about it. the NFC East probably, like I said, is looking like the toughest to be in. And I'm not seeing another team. I mean, Carolina, obviously, in their division. Who else is there? Falcons. Well, they lost to Miami last week, so you know I'm a little confused as to what the Falcons got going on, and obviously they play New England this weekend, so we're definitely going to see where the Falcons stand after all this. And then Seattle, another big dog that we're used to seeing in the big games. I'm not sure what's going on with Seattle this year. They don't look like themselves. They're looking like a shell of themselves is more descriptive. But we got to see what Seattle pulls out. So the NFC, obviously still up for grabs, but it's going to be a tight race. It's going to be a really tight race. Moving on to the AFC, you guys. The AFC East is dominating this year. Now, I know you guys, let's not talk about it, okay? I know I'm a Patriots fan. I get it, okay? But facts are facts. The AFC. Would have a 3-2 record. Who would Miami would have had a 3-2 record? Who would have thought that Buffalo would have what is it? Buffalo is 4-1, 3-2. 3-2. Jets are 3-3, and Miami is 3-2. Something like that. But who would have thought the NFC East? The NFC East has never been that good, and everybody thought that the Jets were just going to trash the whole entire season. So really, I mean, this is a surprise to everybody. But the AFC East is turning up. And then, obviously, you have Kansas City in the running, Denver potentially in the running, and Pittsburgh. That's it for the AFC. That's really it. So we're going to have to see who comes out of the AFC. But it's definitely going to be a tight, tight race. So we're going to see what happens. These are the standings for right now. This postseason should be interesting if it continues as it is. Patriots can't afford to lose another game. They're running on thin ice because Buffalo's right after them. The Jets are clearly after them. And Miami, it's after them. So if they can't win these division games, it's going to be crazy to see what happens. So real quick, before I get into the rest of the show, I want to give a quick shout-out. I told him I'd do it. My boy Deontay, he's crazy, he's crying, but, you know, I got to do what I got to do for my people. So I'm going to shout-out his number one quarterback, Marcus Mariota of the Tennessee Titans. He is going to be our sophomore quarterback of the year, finally beat the Colts while he was injured. And barely walking, for that matter. But anyway, injured quarterback, everybody plays injured. But congrats to him. He's going to be our sophomore quarterback of the year. The Titans haven't beat the Colts, from what I hear, in over 11 meetings. So that's an accomplishment. Shout-out to my boy. Your quarterback's on air. We're giving him the love. He's going to be the sophomore quarterback of the week. So we're giving it to Marcus Mariota, who beat the Colts. What was that? Monday night game. So it was a good game, actually. You know, you look at those two teams and you're like, ooh, who wants to watch that game? But it was actually a good game. And, you know, Mariota sucked it up. He was injured, but he brought his team a victory. And, you know, you can't say nothing about that. As long as you're bringing in wins, nobody can have anything to say about that. But we do have friendly wagers going on, you guys. So if you want to call in with a friendly wager, feel free. I'm all ears. But we got a bet right now. He's not allowed to talk trash to me until his Titans make the playoffs. So you guys, be watching, because I'm going to be talking a whole lot of crap if the Titans lose this weekend. Just wait, you know, just wait, because it's coming. It is coming. It is coming. Now, let's talk Arizona Cardinals. Obviously, we're in Arizona, so let's talk a little bit about the Cardinals for a second. And what a great performance Adrian Peterson, AP, all day had this past week. I mean, I'm so happy that I changed my value. I was going for Tampa Bay, obviously, before that trade. But there's no way Adrian Peterson goes to a team, especially an Arizona team, and I don't take them, especially at home. But AZ is looking pretty good, you guys. Even though they almost gave up the game, you know, I feel like it was trash points. They almost lost it back to Tampa Bay, but they pulled it out. They closed it out, and that's good for Arizona. That's what they need to be doing. And now AP new look like AP of old. I don't think he's aged at all. I mean, can somebody tell me, like, He looked like a fresh pair of legs out there. I mean, he could stick with the best of them. So I think this was the greatest move that Arizona could do, especially with David Johnson out. And I think that AP is not a downgrade. He's an upgrade. And I also think that they might be able to even invest in maybe something more than a year contract and maybe have a dual attack at running back when Johnson gets back. Because honestly, I mean, how do you take what AP gives you and the camaraderie that the team has now? You can even see the team just looks happier. Fitzgerald, I know, is on his high horse because now he finally feels like, you know, he has a vet in there who knows the game, who's been around, and who is a performer. And Fitzgerald is also a performer. So he needs that performance around. You know, when somebody is a performance around you, it makes you better. It makes you want to be better. It makes you do more things. And when your team is excited and really feels like they have a chance to win, it's really better for everybody around. So AP looked great. I think he had over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, this was the best thing Arizona could have done. I think that this is just what they needed to get the ball rolling, no pun intended. I really feel like Adrian Peterson has found his spot. I don't think that when he was with the Saints, not that they didn't appreciate him, but I don't think they were using him properly. And so because of that, I think, you know, he was looking for a way out. And if you're looking for a way out while you're still in, you're not going to be at your best. You want to be happy and you want to be playing for a team that you want to play for. So I'm happy for AP. I'm happy that he finally, you know, is in a position where, you know, he's the number one running back because that's what he feels that he is. And, you know, and he deservingly should feel that way because, you know, the performance that he put on Sunday was amazing. And I'm happy to see him back. Definitely happy to see him back. So congratulations, Arizona. You might not suck this year. Okay. Breaking news. Well, it's not breaking news, but it's breaking news. Okay, so we all talked about Cleveland. You guys know Cleveland's been on my watch list all season. We talked about their drafting the number one pick, him getting injured, him coming back, them needing a quarterback, but them not drafting a quarterback, them worried about defense, and all this drama around Cleveland. Yet, Cleveland is still losing. They're still losing, you guys. This is crazy. So, DeShone Kizer, he got benched last week. He had a bad game. I get why they benched him, don't get me wrong, but he had a bad game. So you had to relieve him of his duties for the game because, you know, he just wasn't going to come back from himself. But guess who's back under center this week? DeShone Kizer, you guys. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Of course he's back. I told you guys that they just needed to relieve him because he couldn't get out of his ways and he was having a bad game. That doesn't mean that he's not their quarterback. That doesn't mean that he's not the answer. He may not be the answer yet. He might have to grow into the answer. But, you know, they still need to give him a chance. He, like I said, he had a bad game. They got to see what he could do. They got to test his talent. Everybody's going to have a bad game. He's a rookie, so he's still allowed to be in this test stage. There's some people, no name Ben Roethlisberger, who should not be having games with 5 interceptions. That's a rookie mistake game. That's what that is. When you're a seasoned vet, you know, 1, 2, maybe even 3 interceptions, but 5, you usually don't see that unless you're just trying to sling the ball and you're down by 54 points and the only thing you could do is throw bombs down to try to get touchdowns on every play. I don't understand that. You know what? Pause for 1 second. What the heck is going on with these play callers? I've noticed in a lot of the games on Sundays because, yes, you guys, I do watch almost every game. I record every game and try to, you know, watch at least a half of every game. But I've been noticing that a lot in the 3 minutes, 4 minute drill, you know, 5 minutes left over, you're trying to waste the clock, you're trying to score a touchdown, you're trying to get down the field for a winning drive, and these play callers, these offensive coordinators are calling touchdown throws on every play. I'm just confused as to why this is happening. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with the play calling and trying to understand how a 2 minute drill turns into 45 yard bombs on every play. Hello, work the ball down the field, get in position, score your touchdown, and leave no time on the clock for the opponent. That is what you're trying to do. That is what you need to do to win a game. And that's why you're losing games when you're throwing bombs down the field with 3 minutes left, and then you give the ball back to the offense that you cannot stop. It's just common sense, which obviously a lot of us lack there. So I had to get that out because I was really upset with all the play calling this weekend, and there was a lot of it. So I don't want to pinpoint, you know, team by team, but there was a lot of play calling. If you watch football, you've seen it. It doesn't make sense, but, you know, here we are. A lot of things don't make sense. But back to Cleveland. They do need to, you know, work with him. They do need to see, you know, what kind of talent, how he can learn from being benched, how he progresses after his benching, what his attitude is like. So we're going to see, this weekend, what that did to him, if it improved him, if it made him understand that he can lose his position at any moment. We're really going to see what he's got for us. I know Cleveland is not a big team on everybody's radar, but I was really excited to see them play this year. I was excited to finally see them not be the worst team in the NFL. I genuinely like the game of football, so I like any team. I'm just tired of all these teams that, you know, just suck every year. I just want something better for them. That's that. And, of course, we are already running a little bit low on time, but I'm here for you guys, so I'm going to try to get this done. This is my favorite part of the show, you guys. If you listen regularly, you know this is my favorite. It's what pick do you pick? And this means everything to me. You know, I do a lot of friendly bets. We're on air. And a lot of lunch bets. Also on air. So this is always my favorite, picking the games of the week, picking the winners. This is what I love. This is what I live for. So I do this every week so you guys can just see how good I am. And every week you can come on and say your picks if you want. It's always at the end of the show. So if you're listening in and you don't feel like calling in to debate, but you want to call in and give your picks, feel free. I'm always here, and I will always take your call. So let's get started, because like I said, we are running a little bit low on time. So I want to get all these picks in, and you know how I am. I got a little bit to say about everything, because that's just who I am. Okay, so starting off with Thursday Night Showdown. That's tomorrow, you guys. Kansas City versus Oakland. Now, I want to just do a quick run-up on this game. It should be, you know, in all actuality, you want to say this should be a good game. It's in Oakland, Kansas City, Oakland rivalry games. Kansas City just took that big loss to Pittsburgh last week, and Oakland is finally going to have their quarterback under center. So you're trying to debate, ooh, Oakland, I really like them. Ooh, Kansas City, can you really trust them? Because, you know, Kansas City always goes undefeated in the beginning of the season. Then they start losing, and then, you know, you never hear from Kansas City again. So I'm wondering, did Pittsburgh tip? Are they going to lose again? It's really hard to say. I want to take Kansas City, but something is telling me that Oakland is going to upset them. But where are Oakland's receivers? That's what we need to concentrate on. I haven't seen Amari Cooper, nor have I seen Michael Crabtree since he's been hurt. Michael Crabtree did show up, in a couple games in the beginning of the season. But both have been MIA for quite some time now, a couple weeks. I know Crabtree was injured, but still, who is he throwing to? Nobody. So I don't know, you guys, I don't know. With that being said, and Amari Cooper still being AWOL, I'm going to have to take Kansas City this week. Although I want Kansas City to lose, I just don't know if Oakland can beat them this week. So if you disagree, let me know. But I'm taking Kansas City over Oakland in Oakland. Next game, starting on Sunday, Tampa Bay versus Buffalo, 1 o'clock game. I mean, Deontay's probably going to kill me. But I really want to take Buffalo. I am not sure if James is playing, and if he is, he's injured. So I think I'm going to take Buffalo at home. Their defense has been playing well. I've been surprised at, you know, how well their offense has answered. So I'm taking Buffalo at home. Carolina versus Chicago. Now, Carolina is winning, but not impressively to me. I'm going to take Carolina over Chicago because, duh. I mean, Chicago is on their rookie quarterback. They find ways to lose every week. You know, you think they're going to win and they let you down. Well, I mean, I know they won last week, but still, we're not going to count that. I know they're probably on the high horse, but I feel like Carolina might shut that up. There's no way I can take Chicago over Carolina. So Carolina is going to get my vote this week, you guys. Carolina over Chicago in Chicago. Won't be an upset there. Tennessee versus Cleveland. Sorry, I said Deontay's going to kill me about Tampa Bay. I meant Tennessee. Here we are, Tennessee versus Cleveland. Now, Cleveland, technically, this is probably the most even game all weekend. Now, I know Cleveland sucks, but they actually are talented. They just can't close games out. And they're at home. This is going to be a huge game for DeShone Kizer. He's going to need to come through. This could be the upset of the day. Cleveland could beat Tennessee. But if Deontay is listening, he will probably kill me. So I'm going to take Tennessee. And Marcus Mariota better not let me down, or you better believe next week I'm going to be talking all kind of trash on him. So I'm taking Tennessee over Cleveland in Cleveland on Sunday. New Orleans versus Green Bay. Now, on God's green earth, I would have never selected New Orleans over Green Bay. Not ever, 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 ever. But Aaron Rodgers is out. And although Green Bay is still potentially a better team, New Orleans' defense has been picking up, and the defense has been showing up. And so Marcus Ingram has been doing his thing, and so I really think New Orleans is going to take this one. I think the rookie is going to have a couple of mistakes, and I don't think he's going to be able to pull this one out. Now, you know, Green Bay, it's hard to beat them in Green Bay, so I'm a little skeptical. But I think that I'm going to take New Orleans. So here we go. Next game, Jacksonville versus Indiana. Oh, so I'm taking New Orleans. I'm taking New Orleans. Green Bay's not going to do it. Jacksonville versus Indiana. Jacksonville, duh. I mean, I'm not picking the Colts over anybody until Andrew Luck is back. I mean, don't get me wrong. Jacoby Brissett is nice. He came from New England, so I got love for him. I'm still not picking him over anybody. Okay, moving on. Indiana Colts is a new Jets. Indiana Colts, new Jets, okay? Correlate. All right, next game, Arizona versus the Rams. Now, this is going to be a good game. Now, I was a little disappointed in the Rams' performance last week. Gurley didn't do much, and I expect him to be a beast every game. He should be consistent every game, and, you know, he was held up. So I'm a little concerned about the Rams and the way Adrian Peterson came off that, the way Fitzgerald came off this week, and the way they're feeling. I'm taking Arizona. I don't care if they're in L.A. It doesn't bother me. I'm taking my home state. I mean, I'm from here. I'm not a fan of the Cardinals. I just live here. But, hey, New York Jets versus Miami. Now, this is a toss-up. This is going to be a huge rivalry game, Jets versus Miami. It's in Miami. But how can you ever pick Miami when Jay Cutler is under center? You just can't. Like, they beat who did they beat? They beat Atlanta. I get it. And, geez, I was so surprised. But maybe Atlanta was having a bad day. I'm still not giving them no props. So I'm actually going to take the Jets this week. I'm going to take the Jets in Miami. And Dolphins fans, you're just going to have to take that. So I'm taking the Jets in Miami this week. Hopefully, you know, it would actually do me better if Miami does beat the Jets. But, you know, I feel like, you know, the Jets just need to clear their name. And so winning this game against Miami is going to do that. So they lost to the Patriots last week. I highly doubt they lose two in a row. So I'm taking the Jets over Miami. Baltimore versus Minnesota, next game. Okay, Baltimore sucks in every aspect of the word. And every time I trust them, they fail me. I'm going to take Minnesota at home. I don't care what type of quarterback issue they're having. I don't care what score. I don't even care if they don't have no receivers. I ain't taking Baltimore. I don't know what's wrong with Joe Flacco. I don't know what's wrong with that offense. And I don't know what's wrong with that defense. They can't do anything. So Minnesota, it is. All right. Next game up, Dallas versus San Francisco. Should I even make this pick? Of course I'm picking Dallas. Come on, you guys. I don't even need to go into this. There's no – everybody knows why I'm not picking San Francisco, okay? I don't need to get into it. All right, Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh. This is going to be a great game, another rivalry game, another nail-biter for sure. Pittsburgh coming off their great win, and Cincinnati needing another win. It's going to be a good one. It's in Pittsburgh, so I'm taking Pittsburgh. I expect Bell to go off. I expect Brown to go off. And I expect them, you know, to have to have a good time. And, you know, they like playing Cincinnati. They like, you know, they like the rivalry. So it should be a good game, you guys. That's one of my games of the week. So you should definitely watch it. And I'm taking Pittsburgh. Denver versus L.A. Chargers. I'm still confused. I still call them San Diego because it just ain't right. But Denver, after that loss last week to the Giants, who surprised everybody, I'm sure they come back. They're going to be the comeback kings of the week. I'm sure they beat the Chargers. The Chargers also have a poor record, so I don't see them beating Denver. I don't care where they are. So I'm taking Denver over the Chargers at home. Last game for Sunday afternoon, Seattle versus the Giants. Now the Giants could very well win this game, you guys. And, you know, something in my head tells me that I want to pick the Giants because Seattle has been playing very poor, and I'm not exactly sure, like, who they are this year. I'm still a little confused. Nobody's playing, like, to their full potential. So you know what? This is going to be my upset of the week. I'm going to take the Giants over Seattle. Giants are at home. I say the Giants go 2-5. They finally get their second win, and this just might be the roller coaster that they needed to get started. So I'm going to take the Giants. That's going to be my upset of the week, you guys. Sunday night showdown. This is what I've been waiting for. Sunday night, Atlanta versus New England. In New England, the rematch has finally come, you guys. I'm so excited about this game. I've made a few bets on the side, obviously not for money, because that's illegal. But listen up. New England is not going to let Atlanta do to them what they did to them in the Super Bowl. It is not going to be three quarters of Atlanta shut down and then New England tries to come back in the last minute of the game. Although it would be a nail biter, that's not what's going to happen. New England's going to take over this game. Atlanta definitely losing last week to Miami. It doesn't help their case, and now they're in New England, and you know, we're almost halfway through the season. New England doesn't really lose at home, especially in the later winter months. So this is going to be a tough one for Atlanta. But New England wins this one all the way. There's no way that I could be a fan if I picked anybody else but New England. So I'm taking New England Sunday night, guys. Monday night, also my heavy hitter game of the week, Washington versus Philly, fighting for that number one spot. This is going to be a great game, you guys. It's going to be awesome because we're going to see really where that NFC stands. And honestly, I'm really excited to see that game. I'm excited to watch Carson Wentz play. What's his name? Kirk Cousins. You know, he be showing up. He be doing some things, but you know, sometimes he's inconsistent. So, you know, we're just gonna have to see what happens. But it's still gonna be a really good game, you guys. But I'm taking Philly, of course. Duh, Philly's at home. I don't think Washington stands a chance. Uh oh. I know you guys hear the music. Let's be playing it on me already because I'm running low on time. But, hey, I just wanted to at least get my picks in. Philly's my final pick, you guys. There's going to be quite a few big games this week. So everybody's got to tune in. I'm really excited. Really excited to see that Sunday night game. So you guys be happy that the Patriots are playing. And now you can think about me while you're watching Sunday night football. Because Sunday night and Monday night are both going to be real games. So definitely tune in. I definitely like to hear what you guys think about this week, next week. So I know I'm short on time. I know I'm running and rambling, so I'm trying to get this all done. But real quick, you guys, I want you to remember that next week is Fantasy Week. So be sure to tune in. I promise, we won't disappoint you. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to thank the boys down at the Sports Cave for putting on this production. Again, thank you for all of my listeners who tuned in tonight. You can reach me on my social media at official_Mimi_C. And Snapchat, you can reach me at SissySuave84. That's SissySuave84. We're going to be here live every Wednesday for you, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, of course, Mimi, and this has been another amazing episode of Gameplay. Everybody have a safe and blessed week. I'm out. Peace. The world's greatest.